Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let's welcome Muruti Peter Motsidela. He's with us on the line. Muruti, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Dr. Mwazi and the listeners. It's a pleasure to be with you.
We can go with our topic or continue with our topic of gratitude. Can you please tell our listeners who is Muruti Motsidela?
Okay, Muruti Motsidela, I would start firstly by saying my late father, whom we have buried 3 months ago, was a missionary, and he groomed me, and so now I'm a third-generation preacher because his father was also a preacher. And as a missionary, I lead a ministry called African Dream in Zimbabwe, and I am married to Pastor Nero Mushibera. He's working with me in ministry. And our core focus work definitely is reaching out to, you know, undeveloped areas and train church leaders who are not trained. We run School of Discipleship, and we also run School of Ministry so that we can be able to empower the family of Christ in different villages, including cities and townships. Mm. So in a nutshell, that's the work we do. We are missionaries full-time.
All right. I would like to extend our condolences to you and your family. And maybe if you can also share with us with regard to where you are called, the areas that you are ministering in.
Oh, thank you. The first and the official area of my calling is that the Lord spoke to me directly and explicitly that He's called me to equip the saints about the redemptive calling of our continent. So there are things that God says to the continent through scriptures, and there are things that He says through the continent in the scriptures, and there are things that He says to the continent in the scriptures. And it's quite a lot of work. It's not just, you know, one or two verses or three verses and you're done. And it has so far, since the Lord spoke to me specifically about this assignment, it was in 1997, which is about 28 years ago now. And ever since then, it has been, I could also see that it is actually a lifetime assignment because of the way the Lord presents the scriptures to our attention. And close to that, which is also close to issues of the continent, is issues of leadership. The leadership of the territory, cities, what God is saying to the cities, what is the ministry to the cities, including the villages. So those are areas I speak in ministry in terms of leadership development, where our strength is in the focus of the biblical details. So we've got a biblical worldview of leadership that we present, that hence by far, so far I've just written about four books on leadership. And this is from also a biblical perspective, because we've got, I think the fifth one is a booklet. It speaks on strengthening the local church leadership.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Muruti, for that awesome intro there. We are talking about gratitude this evening. So I'm interested in finding out how important that is and how that can help in relationships and family circles and spaces.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, for the last 4 months or so, since my father was ill, I began to develop a very strong sense of gratitude of how and who my father was to me, and how I started, you know, focusing, and the Lord made a very strong understanding on that subject. And then, in that very same topic, I began to do some biblical search and checking the scriptures. You know, one of the things I would always be grateful to the Lord of my father is that my father was fluent in speaking and reading and writing Hebrew. So he taught me the languages. And so I would always do a check also from the bright backgrounds and all that. And I came across this understanding of gratitude. And I would love to share a few of those things. and maybe with time allowing, we can also touch into some scientific information.
No problem. You can go straight ahead, even though I was interesting in hearing a few words in Hebrew.
Yeah, Hebrew is a very lovely language. The word itself, gratitude, is not an English word. It is of Latin origin, and then it also then grew into, adopted or taken into French. Somehow, you could actually say English borrowed the word, or English has received the word from those two languages. But you find that, what I found was that this word is actually a group word. It's a word of a number of things within itself. One, the word gratitude includes thankfulness. It combines thankfulness and appreciation and kindness. And when you check the definition, the accepted or the general definition of what is gratitude is, gratitude is the quality, not just being thankful, but the quality of being thankful. And
how you say it? Is that how you say it?
You have to carefully craft how you're going to say it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the quality. You know what? If you're going to do some quality thing, you work on the craft of how you make it. When they say these shoes are quality, that means the maker has to take his efforts on, you know, how he had to craft it and what material he had to use. So hence, gratitude begins to express that. It helps us to realize that, look, we should never be casual with gratitude. And that's what I loved about this definition. But the definition continues to say the readiness to show appreciation. So it means there must be an act, there must be an action. So somehow you have to work out. So you see creativity coming into your mind. So gratitude is not just saying thank you and that's the end of story. So it's also the action that comes from there. You know, that you said thank you, but all of a sudden you also then created certain actions that are following that. Actually, remember that I said thank you, or take note that I did say thank you, and that's why I'm behaving like this, you know. And further on, you are showing kindness for, you know, as a return of, so you are showing appreciation in return of kindness. So it's an act of kindness itself, gratitude, because it's a reciprocation of kindness. This is the definition I found. And then I can take you then, obviously this comes from Latin, and this is then where I can take you quickly back just to one word or two words. Hebrew, you've got the word hakar hatov. But, you know, when you've written it in English, hakar hatov, it doesn't have other things within. But when you look at it in the letters, you are going to locate the word toda. Before we look at the word toda, you find the word, this word hakar hatov simply means or translates recognizing the good. So you can also see that gratitude affects your focus. So now, in perspective of the relationships, you see that in relationships, if you want it to work, maybe I may not speak from my own position only, but it is, I think it's an understood matter. If the more relationships focus on good, the better they are, the healthier they are. So Hakar Hatov is directly saying, gratitude is the ability of recognizing the good. That's your Hebraic roots. But
so
then,
recognizing then, the good in others and not just the bad.
Yeah, most definitely. So it's also more like, you know, growing an appetite of always spotting the good being done. Because that the Muadi phoning me now, you know, it is a good act to me, because I am not entitled to you calling me for this interview. So it may look small to others, but because you develop the craft of recognizing good, you know, hence, this is the very same word that you do find in scripture, hakar hatov, meaning you have to be able to recognize good, the good. And the first of all is that be aware that everything God does is good. Hence, if you fail seeing the acts of God, you fail to be grateful, and then it causes many problems for you. And now, so like I have indicated, the word Toda, which is known in the circles of praise and worship teams, praise and worship groups, if you remember that that old song by Shirley Caesar, when she listed the name, your Halil, and there is Toda, you know, remember from that song. And this is a Hebrew word. It is, the word in itself, it implicates celebration. So within Hakar Hasov is that, look, you've got to craft your ability of recognizing good, and when you've done so, be in a celebratory mode. And because there are three things that are a combination of the word Toda, is thanksgiving, is praise, and is confession or is declaration. So having bothered you with those few words, there is also Yada within the very same word, but we are not going to go further so deep into Hebrew. But it is, for me, amazing that if we understood the depth of this matter called gratitude, we would seriously develop far much more better relationships than we have. Be it your sibling relation, be it your family relation, be it marital relation, every good deed is done in the family. We just have to have the attention to that. And once we attend to recognizing the good, our response should be, you know, the celebratory attitude. We should develop an attitude. Hence, this will also say to the one who does the good, do it again and keep on doing it. It was not just in vain that you did this. It is a good relationship builder, gratitude.
So what it does is it encourages the recipient. If somebody does something good, let's say, for instance, it's your child, you look at the good in them, not just the naughtiness in them. So if somebody does something good and you sing their praises, that encourages them to do good, more good.
Mm. I'm a person who's much more attached to my family. So my other niece, at one time I did something good for her. Now, she was about 10, 11 years. The kind of a hug she gave me, it was unexpected. And the kind of the expression in her face that was saying, what you've just done for me is so good. I could never forget that experience of her hugging me, saying, thank you, Lume. You know, these actually sometimes we think are small, but the thing was, she responded to the feeling I had when I decided to do what I did for her. And which I believe that most of us in our relationships, we get to do things out of a feeling of kindness, out of a feeling of love. And now, when the response of our act of kindness comes out with great sense of gratitude, it strikes the chord that you did the right thing and this was the excellent thing you did. And which says, now you will have to do it again for this person another time on another special occasion. And gratitude will even drive you to even go further, to do even more often to the person who's done this, because maybe their heart could not have been enough, but it was the instant thing you could do. You know, the teeth, in any case, in your relationship, that comes as a response to, you know, the fact that, you know, you did this. I can, you know, register a number of occasions in my own relationship with my wife, you know, the kind of response, the kind of, I remember on my return from Zambia, and when I had asked somebody to fetch my wife because I was landing to a conference in Joburg, and then they fetched her, they brought her to the conference. On arrival, I had bought a chocolate and flour. And the moment she saw me and I gave her that, now, one of the leaders had his phone ready to take photos, and he captured the moment of my wife's response without me being aware and without us being aware. But how she responded seriously, you know, said to me, you've got to do this offer. You know, give her chocolates more, give her flowers more, because that hug was not the first time she hugged me. But the thing was, it was a spontaneous response, because those were meant to say, I miss you, and I'm glad that I see you here. And now I saw that she felt the same way, and she reacted the same way. It wasn't more like, oh, welcome, love, thank you for coming back, oh, thank you, I'm here. It was not casual, the way she responded. But it also then caused me to think, from here, what can I organize? What can I do? Meaning, better than flowers and chocolate, I've got to do something more.
So gratitude is actually giving thanks with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, sort of, because it's more than just saying a thank you. And you can see that, or you can tell that the people who do that, they do that from the bottom of their hearts. They are actually happy, they are grateful. Sometimes they didn't even expect that, they don't even know what to do. So that's actually what differentiate this from the other reactions, right?
Yes. Well, you are accurate with that. It's truly a matter of, you know, being driven and an internal pressure within you, but it's coming out of kindness, not out of obligation. You can somehow carry it as a sense of obligation. It's not a bad obligation, but it's quite much more better because it's driven by the heart. Interesting, scripturally. I will refer to you to Galatians 5, verse 23-24. The Holy Spirit has come to build 9 characters. That is the main assignment he has for every person. So when he comes into my life, the outcome of him being in my life, the fruit, that's why it's called the fruit, meaning the end product of the person that I must be because of the Holy Spirit, is those 9 characters. One of the 9 characters there is kindness, you know. So you see that because it's a character of the Holy Spirit, he's come to craft it in us, to build it in us, you know. This is the kind of character that the Holy Spirit has come to build. But then when you check 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, you find another element there. And there the Bible describes love. And it says, love is kind. So in a relationship, we want to grow in love. You know, we want to have an ever-growing love type of a thing. I do believe, and I found this, that gratitude has been instrumental in the growth of my life, of my love towards my family. I'm ever-growing love in my family because of this gratitude matter. How I keep on appreciating them, how I keep on appreciating my wife. And because love grows from there. Because love is kind. And yet, on the other hand, by definition, gratitude is a reciprocation of this kindness, meaning you are sending love back the same way it came out, and probably even in a higher level than it came out, which means now you are driving it to come back again to a higher level. And this is where you can see that relationships do need a frequent act of love, you know, of gratitude instead. It is a healthy thing to do anyway. To build our relationships, we do need to grow in gratitude. And showing gratitude slowly, frequently, makes relationship, because if you came and spent time with me and I show you how much it meant for me, then that means next time you'll make again another time for me.
All right. Now, let's look in closing with regards to its presence in the relationship and its absence in the relationship. How does it affect the relationship?
The absence of gratitude. Oh, wow. I will take it from a biblical background again. From the biblical perspective, maybe I can start with Proverbs chapter 17. And verse number 13 only. Maybe let me say it in the King James Version, you know. If you repay evil for kindness or for good, evil will never depart from your house. That's what it says. but to understand it in simpler terms. So somebody does a kind, an act of kindness to you, and you don't respond in kindness towards that act. That means actually now what you've done, you've allowed evil to keep on growing within that relationship. One, you do something good, and let me use, I don't like to be very explicit that much, but let me use this example. Imagine, you know, your spouse takes you to Sun City, one of the rooms there, it costs 10,000 rands per night. And they decide to spend all that 50,000 rands for the 5 nights. And after the five nights, you then treat it like it's nothing that they did, you know. What you've done is, one, the spouse will feel like, you know what, it was useless.
Yeah. After that, you start the fights, unnecessary fights, without saying thank you very much. Maybe it was the experience of a lifetime, but because of lack of you know, gratitude. The person ends up, you know, feeling bad and regretting instead of accepting and being happy that at least she has done something or he has done something that you appreciated and you are grateful for. Nade, thank you very much for your time. Unfortunately, our time doesn't allow us to go on and on with it, but hopefully next week we'll continue with it again. Please give them your contact details for those who would like to engage with you further on this and many other issues.
Okay, thank you very much, Nade Mohabi. I can be contacted on my cell number, 076-336-0893. I will repeat it, 076-336-0893. You are welcome to hear more about this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.